Coach, statement or questions?
Statement. As we've done in the past, you know, I'm going to bring you up to date on season-ending injuries, surgeries. Noel Ellis had surgery a week ago. Well, last Thursday, had a torn muscle, upper leg muscle, so to reattach that. So he is done for the year. Extremely painful injury that happened the game, previous game. So that's it. Connor Lanphier tore ligaments in his knee in the game Saturday. He'll have surgery here in a couple of weeks. And then obviously Trevor left the game Saturday, injured his shoulder. He is done for the season. We will be able to, I think at best, you can get him back for the bowl game. So that's the status of us from an injury standpoint. I think that, you know, obviously Jake came into the game and performed pretty well. If there was a bright spot from Saturday, it was how he approached everything and really gave us an opportunity in light of really how we played and give us an opportunity to win the game. And so moving forward, you know, coming out of this game, he's our guy. And then to answer your other questions, you know, we had a conversation with both Nick Starkel and his family, he is on board with whatever we want to do, whatever he wants to do. If he wants to play. So you know, we've got enough guys on our roster that are talented enough. We've been through games so far this year with guys that play. Trevor's still going to be a part of this program. There's an opportunity for him maybe towards the end of the year, but with three games left in that short period of time, I think the best chance for him to play again would be the bowl game. So he's still going to be part of our leadership team. He's still working with our guys, and like he did on Saturday, he's done a really, really good job of being a part of what's going on, not only in the quarterback room, but with this team, and that's not going to change. Questions?
Right here, Gabe.
Kubenek, but also if he went down, would Starkel enter the game?
I think I just answered that. Definitely. You know, I would say this, that probably much like Ole Miss right now. You know, we haven't been on the field yet in pads. We're in pads today for the first time this week because we give our players Sunday off. Monday was really a review of what happened this weekend. And really a base game plan, and then we'll get into practice this week. You know, we've got to, Gabe, just to answer your question further, we've got to assess where we are in our offensive line. As you know, we've moved some guys around previously, and fortunately we've done that. And we've got some other combinations, whether it's moving Avery Genesee. I can't tell you right now for sure what that lineup's going to look like Saturday. And I can't tell you right now for sure that you know that you know Nick's gonna play. What I can tell you is that we've had that conversation with him, and all these situations, scenarios since I've been a head coach late in the year, when you're looking at a guy's redshirt season, I tell guys in recruiting, and we've told them from the beginning, you know, those decisions are discussed with family. With the player, and you know, Nick has been on every trip this year. He's been warmed up. He's bounced back and forth with from the scout team, but he's been with our guys a lot of the year. Whenever we play against quarterbacks, you know, that can really throw it, he goes over and helps our scout team during 7-on-7. But he's with us all the time. So you know, the preparation piece in this thing becomes different for a guy like that, and. You know, you have to prepare for anything like that, as we saw what happened Saturday. So that's where that is, just to answer. I know there's not a true answer to that, but that's the best I can give you right now, today.
Go down front, Sam, and then Ben.
Kevin, looking at the film, what is most disturbing about the defensive performance, especially the run defense, both Saturday and the last three SEC games?
Well, it's just, I think Saturday, you know, just, you know, for whatever reason, you know, there's a combination of things. It wasn't one thing here, one thing there. And I'm not talking about defense specifically. I'll get to that. But, you know, there's a combination of things. We didn't coach very well. We didn't play very well. You know, that's on me. And you know, but how whatever the approach that I took last week and being consistent in the approach that we took, which I thought we did, we didn't vary from how we've approached any other game this year. And maybe the situation of what happened Tuesday was bigger than we thought, you know, for me. So whatever I did to approach that game, obviously, this is a results-oriented business. And so the results were not indicative of how we've played all year. That being said, you know, it would be a bigger concern if that was, as a football team, if that's how we've played all year. Does that make sense? So, you know, the consistent approach had worked for, I don't know, what, six straight weeks. I thought we played hard against Alabama. We didn't play good enough. We played hard in that game, even though it didn't, it, you know, the balls on the ground early, you know, not getting past our own, getting up to the other side of the 50, you know, bobbling around the kickoffs early in the game, made it look like that. The effort on the video is really, really good. So, you know, that's why I always say after the game, you have to go back and I want to see it before I say anything. And from an effort standpoint, it wasn't lacking. From and actually doing, it gets back to, you know, the old adage, but doing your job, but actually doing what you're supposed to do and executing, that was an issue. And so, you know, why that is and when what happened, we've talked about as a staff, we've talked about as a team, and, you know, that has been addressed schematically. That's been addressed with our players, and where we are right now, you know, we're moving on. We have to move on. We're playing in the SEC. What happened last Saturday, we can't change, and we're not going to be able to change. But what we can change is what goes on from here on out. And so, you know, that's not to pass your question off, but just to answer it in a bunch of things. But that's where we are now, and that's the direction we're headed.
Second row, Ben.
All right, Coach, just to clarify, you're ruling Trevor out for the rest of the regular season, and you said at best he could return for the bowl game. So you're not right now ruling him out for the bowl game, correct?
That's what I said.
Okay, just wanted to be clear.
I thought I was.
I just wanted to make sure, so I didn't want to put something that's wrong out there. At what point, because he came back in the game and then it looked like he was dragged down on the sideline.
Yes, he was.
And then did that re-aggravate the injury he
made it
up?
Worse.
Did you have any conversations with anybody regarding that play or how that all shook out?
Yes, I did.
Steve Shaw?
We've sent the film in, so.
All right, down front, Brent.
We've written about it. You've talked about it, the interior of your offensive line being so young. Being in your fifth year, when you look back on that, why do you feel like it's so young, freshmen and sophomores? Is it injuries, kind of a mix of bad luck, some recruiting misses, and so forth?
It's a combination of all those things, Brent. You know, we've had some guys that have played well, and I think we're able to redshirt some of those guys in those scenarios where they weren't able to play. Their second year players that are in there. We've got one freshman in there that is a true freshman. Those other guys are redshirt players that are second-year guys, but redshirted in your program. But it's a combination of both those things. You know, we've got some misses, we've got some injuries, we've got a number of guys, three of which in the last 5 years that are no longer playing. You know, Trev Albert, who had career-ending surgery, just a number of guys that have been injured. And so, you know, it's a combination of all those things. It's not that we haven't signed guys. It's a thing where the guys that we've signed have been good players. Some of them have been injured and to the point of, you know, retirement. And then obviously some of these younger guys are good enough to play that are in their second year with Colton being the other guy. The other thing, you know, we're able to redshirt both those junior college tackles, and Illuminor is playing inside, but he is a better tackle during the year than he has been as a guard. But that doesn't preclude him from going back inside. And, you know, all that being said, Coda Martin was probably one of the highest recruited guys around here and has been, you know, coming in at 260, you're either developing these guys and getting them on the field a little bit later, and his development has been a little bit slower than probably anybody thought.
Down front, left.
Physically. I'm not saying as a player. I'm just talking about the size to play in this league.
Is Knight's recovery just rest or and treatment? Anything particular for him to get back?
Yeah, he's got to have treatment.
He's got treatment.
It's not surgical.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, you can ask that.
Okay.
I'm not scaring anybody off.
I just treatment.
You guys are all shocked that I just came with injury information. Yeah. But I have done that in the past season-ending injuries.
Just treatment.
Treatment, yes.
Okay. Wide receiver question. You look at a compliment for Reynolds and Kirk. What about Noah had this great fall camp, and you know, his numbers hasn't shown that. I know he had the one injury. Ricky Seals-Jones had like the three good games, and he hasn't been the same since he's back. What about those two guys, Neil and John?
I don't know that Ricky's been back completely. He's been off and on and come out of games the last couple of weeks. I think he's finally feeling better. You know, Speedy had the injury. Then, you know, he took a shot at Alabama that a lot of people wouldn't have got up from and ran off the field. And, you know, I thought Saturday he made some crucial plays for us Saturday. Two or three third down plays. He kept us alive to get us on a crossing route and get really a smart play to turn the corner, get out of bounds, get a first down. We want him to be more dynamic. You know, we missed some throws early in the game. You know, the first play of the game is a touchdown. And by either the post or the wheel. And, you know, there's only one football. And I think the thing is, as you brought up, which I think is fair to Ricky, is that Ricky was playing very well. Then he got hurt. And an ankle for a guy that's playing that position or guys that are quick twitch guys, whether it's Miles or whether it's him, you know, can be a real hindrance. And so he's fighting his way back. I mean, he plays and then, you know, Sunday, Monday, the more he wants to play. But after the trauma of playing in that game, playing in games on Saturday, you know, Monday and really Tuesday are struggles for him to move around. And that becomes hard to get back in a rhythm and find that with the quarterback. So, I thought realistically, not from a production standpoint, overall, obviously Josh and Christian are playing at a high level. Christian scored, five touchdowns in the last two games? You know, there's only one football, and I think Speedy, even though we want more production, but him being – whenever we can put him in the single and get three to the other side, he's still demanding double coverage just like Josh. And what that does is create more space to the three receiver side. And so from that standpoint, he has done a really, really good job, I think, this year of playing without the ball, being a really, really good blocker, not – becoming a guy that has created issues on the field, but being consistent in what he's doing as a team guy, and probably not as happy as anybody else is with when they don't get the ball that much, but has still played extremely hard. And as I tell him every week, his time's going to come. So that's part of the growth process, and that's part of him being consistent. And I think, you know, the more consistency he shows, the more he'll be rewarded with production, and he's done that.
The far left in the back, Colin.
Coach, with Jake at quarterback instead of Trevor, how does that change how you might do things with the run game just because Jake's not as much of a runner as Trevor was?
Well, you know, he's run before, and he's run pretty well. So, you know, I don't know that there's 10 guys in the country that are the runner that Trevor is, right? You know, so the whole first of the year, everybody came out of games and said, boy, that guy's faster than we thought. You know, Jake's not a 4-5 guy like Trevor, but he's effective. Is that going to change some of the things we do? Probably a little bit. But you also got to know that although many of those are design runs, most of them weren't. I think Trevor had the ability to pull the ball down and take off and do some other things. And the quarterback read game is not the same for everybody. I just put it that way. And sometimes that's matchup. Sometimes guys can play it the right way. And certain quarterbacks are still going to pull it based on matchup. So, you know, where that'll change is what we do a little bit schematically. But also, you know, we've done a nice job, and Noel's done a nice job offensively of giving us an opportunity to play to our players' skill set. That's not going to change. But who we are, identity-wise, is who we are this late in the season. We just got to tweak some things and make it happen. And I thought, you know, for the most part, Jake was effective in the second half. You know, for 11 for 17 for a guy that, you know, had to go find his helmet to get in the game. You know, make sure he's got the right helmet because it's back there on the bench. Then go running in a game like that, being down two touchdowns on the road to give us an opportunity at the end of the game says a lot about him, but it also says a lot about the conversation and the communication between our offensive staff and him in the second half and particularly the fourth quarter. So that will continue to get better.
Down front, Sam. Then we'll go to the left, Zach.
Since you got some injury updates, would you care to comment on Priest Willis or Miles Garrett?
No, I talked about the season.
Okay. And what gives you the confidence that this team will respond appropriately, in the last few days?
Because of how they played all year. So, I mean, answering your first question is why. Because of the preparation and how we've approached things every week. And so, the situation being the way it is, these guys have handled a lot of things. Last week was the first week we didn't handle it. And I'm going to go based on my conversations with our staff, based on our conversations with our team, with the other 8 weeks of the season and not the 1 week.
Go to the left, Zach.
Coach, you talked about Ole Miss's injury problems at quarterback as well. How much do you know about Jason Pellerin? I know you also recruited Shea Patterson, and Coach Freeze has not ruled that out, burning his red shirt. So what do you know about those two guys?
Well, you know, the term burn a red shirt is, I think that's one way to look at it. You know, you've got a young guy, particularly quarterbacks, if they go that way. With Shea, Shea's really, really a talented guy, but he's young, you know. And as a coach, you're looking at really playing the three regular season games, a bowl game, which gives a guy really two complete months of preparation and playing even with spring football and winning the games that you have. You want to give your team the best chance to win. So Coach Freeze will handle that. I think what you saw, there's a lot of tape on Pellerin because of he was used in the red zone quite extensively as a runner, which brings attention to basically, you know, what we had a difficult time dealing with last Saturday. So he's another 6'4", 230-pound guy that was utilized probably in, I don't know, 5-6 games as a runner in the red zone. I think he's third on their team and rushing touchdowns. So, he's a guy that is a veteran guy that in their offense, I think, you know, Chad Kelly, you watch him play, you watched him play in this league. I saw something the other day where he leaves as, what, the number one guy in the history of the league. That's a hell of an accomplishment. But Chad was also a physical running quarterback and could take hits and stand in the pocket and deliver the football. And so, you know, what you see from Pellerin is a guy that has been in the red zone, been in critical areas, critical areas on the field, and they trust him with the football, being able to run it and throw it. So, you know, he's a dual threat guy as well.